Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil. Welcome to the program. What another fabulous week we have had. It has just been amazing, just been phenomenal, the emails that have come in and the people who have stopped at the shop and things that are just going on everywhere and preparing and planning for our trips for coming down to the lower 48 and doing some work down there, and a lot of that is just starting to come into place, and it's been just fabulous. It's so exciting to be able to walk our walk and to live our paths and to do what it is that we've come here to do, and to be able to do it with happiness, no matter what we're facing, no matter where we're at, no matter what's going on, being able to face it with the fabulous understanding that through it's coming growth, through it is coming the excitement and the happiness of that unknown adventure that we're out there on. But I'm so happy and I'm so privileged to be with you today and to be on the program once again and sharing the messages as they come from those that are across the veil. And we're getting ready to go into a weekend here. Some people have the days off and they get to enjoy the weather and they get to go out and spend some time outdoors, spend some time connecting and spending time with the world, with the universe, with Mother Earth. Looking at this fabulous full moon that we have going right now, and I love the full moon. I love new moons as well, but as I was out in the yard last evening, we've been placing some walking stones in the yard to come back towards the office door, and as we were standing there and the moon had come in, and we were just seeing the beauty of that full moon, and just standing there and saying how wonderful it is that we can see that, that we can have that experience, and that we can do that. And I'm just really, really happy to be able to experience that and to know that it's a part of my life. And I encourage you to do the same thing. I encourage you to find those connections and find those things in your life that are going to bring you peace. They're going to bring you calm and comfort and joy and excitement. And I want to invite you to check out our website, which is whitewolfapril.com. And in there you'll find some products we have. You'll find out a little bit more information about who I am and some of the different people who have contacted us and some of their testimonials and some of the healing sessions that people have experienced. And so it's got a wide array of things that you can go in there and check and find out about. It's really quite fun. And another place that you can go and make connections is acrosstheveil.ning.com. And in there is an area, it's a social network group where you can connect and communicate and see new messages that may have come in during the day or over the, you know, a couple of days type of thing. And who knows, there may be something there for you, or you can ask a question there as well. And if you do have any questions, feel free to email me if you don't get a hold of us on the program. But I am taking calls, so if you'd like to get an answer to a question now or possibly make a contact, go ahead and give us a call. We're more than happy to do that.
or send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com, and I'll be happy to send you those answers. I'll be happy to communicate with you. I feel privileged when those that are across the veil and the others on the other side, you know, come and speak to us and bring us those messages. I feel so honored to have that, being a vessel, a facilitator for that to happen. The main message that I was hearing today is, I was going about some of the morning activities that I do and the chores and some of the things like that, and I was really meditating on the program and what is the main message of the program today. And they were showing me that we need to spend some time finding ourselves. Who is it that I really am? Who is it that you really are? Not, oh, I'm so-and-so's mother, or I'm so-and-so's spouse, or I'm so-and-so's father, or I'm so-and-so's son. Those type of things are not finding ourselves. That's where we fit into a social group. That's where we fit into a social network. But finding ourselves, finding out who we really, truly are. I know when I lost my husband, it was one of those moments where I stood there and I looked and I said, wow, my kids are grown up, I have a granddaughter, and my husband is no longer in the physical here with me. Who am I? Who am I? Who is this person that's standing there in that mirror looking at myself and saying, I was always so-and-so's child. Then after I did that, I was so-and-so's wife. And then I became the mother of my children. And then I remarried and had a new husband. And I really looked at that and said, I need to find out who I am. Who am I? Who is this person, April? And what is she here for? What is her life path here for? Yes, working in the social group, I love to spend time with my children. And I just totally adore being with my granddaughters. But the adventure and the journey has been knowing who I am, finding the me in all of this, finding the reality of who I am, and knowing that when situations and circumstances sometimes will come up in our lives, that we stand back and we say, ooh, how would I do? How would I react to that? How would I handle that? How would my masters want me to handle that? How would the guides be showing me the answers? Those type of things are something that they've been really kind of encouraging me to share with everyone listening to the program today, that we need to get to that point. We need to get to that place in our walk and in our being and in our lives of understanding, who is it I am? Who is it that has come to have these experiences? Why have I come to have these experiences? How can I deal with these experiences? All of that. And it's not to say that I'm asking you to become an I or a me person, but I'm wanting you to listen to that still small voice. Listen to those little nudgings and those little things within yourself that are saying, I'm not doing this, or I'm not reacting this way because it's something that everybody has told me is the right way or is the way to do something, when in reality, we need to find that within ourselves. In reality, we need to understand that process might be a little bit different for me versus how it might have been for my husband or for a child or someone like that. We need to find that place within ourselves and validate ourselves and who we are and move forward with that. And that's been one of the big themes that's been up a lot lately, is we get so lost in the things that are going on around us, our work and the activities within the political scenes and the activities within the church scenes and the activities within our home lives and all of that, that sometimes we just get so wound up in everything that we forget to take the time to slow down enough to look in the mirror and to say, Wow, I really love you. This has been an incredible journey we've been on, hasn't it? And understanding who we are and our place within that and our reality within that. As I was sharing this message with me, I could see this young woman. I want to say she's probably in her early 30s. And as I was seeing her, she just has filled her life with so much activity. You've got yourself running here and there and going to work during the day, and then you're zipping here and you're zooming there and you're doing everything to keep yourself so busy and so occupied that you're not experiencing who you are. You're not experiencing life. You're living your life for everyone else. You're living your life for the schedule. You're living your life for the dramas and the ups and the downs and everything that's going on within it. And you're forgetting to experience life for yourself. You're forgetting to have those quiet, peaceful, glorious moments that are there just for you. Just for you. Don't have to be so busy that it's almost like they're showing me that you're carrying such a busy schedule and you're keeping yourself so occupied because you don't want to hear what you have to say in your own mind. You don't want to maybe hear some of the realities of some of the things that need to be changed or corrected or switched or whatever may be going on in your space. I just really am feeling this and I'm seeing you. And they're showing me that when you live this way and when you continue on our paths that way, that we oftentimes will get burned out. Our health will become really weakened. Our immune systems will shut down. And all of a sudden we'll come up with these weird, crazy diseases that'll want to connect in there, and we'll be like, oh, I don't know, how come, why am I so dealing with this or that and the other thing, when we need to just take a few minutes to slow down, take a little bit of time to and smell the roses. I'm seeing this beautiful rose bush and how you've run by it so many days in a row, run by, busy. And they would love to have you take time to smell the roses. They would love to have you experience and enjoy the sweetness of this journey, this journey that's life. And realize that your mom can live her life. Realize that your father can live his life. And your brothers and your sisters can live their lives. You need to live your life. You need to be there for yourself. Be there to take care of yourself. You're such a caregiver and such a nurturer that you want to help everyone and you want to be there for everyone, and that is so commendable, but need to take time for yourself. You need to give yourself that the privilege, the honor of saying, wait a minute, no, I can't do that right now because I need to do what's right for me. I need to be aware and doing that type of honesty within yourself, that type of healing within yourself, of accepting and understanding who you are and experiencing the experiences in the life that you've come to live and you've come to walk and be. One of the messages that I'm hearing coming through is that you need to bring your energies back to yourself. This feels like it's a group message for a number of people that are listening to the program, and they're showing me that you need to bring your own energy back to yourself. You need to draw your own personal self back to yourself. The energy field around the body, back some years ago when I was really studying this and learning about how they can read it and how scientific knowledge has found a way to recognize the signature and patterns that come off of the human body and how that extends out from our body and how it interacts and interconnects with everyone. And as I was studying this, I found out that the energy extends out approximately 26 feet from the body. It was some time ago, so I wouldn't be surprised if in this research it's not now understood how much further a pattern of the signature of the energetic body can actually produce and project out from the physical body. And as I was doing this research, I understood how we can get so scattered, how we can get so everything emitted out every which way and doing and and spreading out and looking at that and saying, wow, that makes sense. My energy is out every which way. How can I bring it back in? How can I draw that back to myself? That's been a common question that, and it's been a common thing that when people come in and we do healing work is that because their energy is so scattered and they are so projected out in so many different little ways that we forget we have to take care of ourselves. We forget that we have to draw that energy back to ourselves. If, for example, I'm going to kind of place a scenario here in front of ourselves. You have a job and you go to work and you work 9 to 5. And when you go home at 5, you have to swing by your parents' home because they're getting older and you need to check on them and make sure that they've got their dinner on the table and maybe make a cup of tea and do that, and then you go home and fix yourself some dinner and take care of the children and maybe have to run a child to a sports activity, and all of a sudden your energy's gone out every which way. And you're drained and you get so that you feel like you're completely splattered every which way. There's some methods that you can do to draw your energy back to yourself, and especially in the evenings when you're going to bed and trying to get to sleep, and the committee in your mind wants to keep talking. Da 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 da. All of a sudden we have to conquer the world. We have to figure out how to this, or we got to fix that, or we got to remember to do, we got to remember to get a new battery for the garage door opener, that type of thing. And our minds just keep going and going and going, and we don't allow ourselves the privilege of relaxing. We don't allow ourselves to actually become quiet and still and draw our own energy back to ourselves so that when we go to sleep at night, we can actually get rest. We can recharge our bodies. We can plug into our source of natural energetic balance through sleep. And the message that I'm hearing for many who are listening to this is we've become so busy doing that we're not taking care of ourselves and we're letting our energy get depleted. And I see, as I close my eyes and I'm sitting here, I see many people with what looks like little energy spikes going right off of their bodies, and it's projecting out because there's so many things and so many activities in life that are calling you or needing your attention or being a part of you. So one of the things that I want to encourage you to do is draw your energy back to yourself. Bring your energy back to yourself. And one of the ways you can do this, there's 3 or 4 exercises that I've given people to do on their own life walk. And one of them is, as you're laying there in bed going to sleep, begin seeing your body as it's empty, as you got a bottle that's empty. There's nothing in it because you've been busy all day long. You've given and given and given, and you've drained that resources completely out. So now it's time to go to bed and recharge. So what you want to do is you want to start breathing in your energy, visualizing. Let's start at our feet. And you're going to visualize at your feet that every time you take a breath in, you're drawing that breath up into your body. You're drawing that energy up into your body, bringing that healing and bringing that nurturing. And as you exhale, you're letting go of anything that's in the way, keeping you from being able to be recharged and rebalanced. I see I have a caller. Diane, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, April. I think you're
thanks
great.
For calling.
On my relationship that I ended a few weeks ago, is it permanently over? He's never been, I mean, he hasn't called me in a long time. I feel like we're in a different spot now.
Mm-hmm. Have you and I talked before about this?
We have.
Okay, I'm trying to see if I can connect with you on this and see what I can find. A lot of times when I do these type of readings, because I connect with your energy, I don't recall a lot of what goes on because it's kind of a safe check mechanism, I guess, for myself that I don't have to hold on to everybody's stuff.
Good.
Go ahead.
No, I said that's good. I was just wondering if he's moved on and he's with someone else. That's all I'm asking.
I don't see him with someone else. I see him trolling. You know, if you were to picture a boat going along the water, he's kind of trolling, checking things out, seeing what's out there. I don't see him having picked someone and saying, I'm entering into this relationship with this person now. I see him out there trolling.
Uh-huh. And he feels it's over with us in his heart of hearts, is it?
He's not ready to make the changes that he knows that he would need to make in order to stay in the relationship with you.
True.
He doesn't want to. You feel like you're on a spiritual quest. You feel like you're on a spiritual path. I hate the word spiritual, but that's the one that's coming to me. And he's just not ready to go there.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm really feeling. And it may be the type of thing, you may not want him back, but it may be the type of thing that after he's gone out there and trolled the ocean for a little while, he's going to be like, oh, I need to get on my path and make it right with, you know. But by that point in time, I have a feeling you're going to be looking at it and saying, excuse me, but this path without you on it has been just fine.
Oh, that feels so good to hear. That helps me so much, April.
It's
fabulous. Yeah.
How long has it been? Has it been like a month?
Exactly. Well, maybe not quite, but it could be already, yes, just around a month.
It feels like it's around a month. You give it 90 days, and you're going to feel so empowered because of the things on your own personal path that are going to evolve, that are going to kind of, it's going to be like that epiphany moment. It's kind of like that angelic chorus in the sky that's just going to be like, ta-da, here it is, here's the change, and all of a sudden you're going to understand and realize where you are being held back.
Oh, again, that feels so fabulous to hear. Oh, I love when I call you. Thank you for taking my
thank you for calling.
God bless. I'll continue listening as always. Bye.
Bye-bye. As I was sharing the drawing your energy back in, I didn't want to have her hold on too long with making the call. As you're drawing this energy to yourself and you have laid down and you're trying to recharge yourself and you're trying to build yourself and bring yourself back to yourself, what you want to do is visualize your body empty. And that empty body and that empty vessel needing that energy recharged and recircuited and rebuilt, and kind of like our caller, she's needing to bring herself back into reality of who she is and who she is within herself, within her own space. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time for us to get to that point. But if you do an exercise where you just lay down and as you're going to sleep at night, visualizing as you're breathing in all those little energy things that you've given out during the day, the things that went out maybe to a boyfriend or out to a spouse or out to the kids or the grandkids, and caring for the animals and caring for the household and your jobs and all of those things, that they're now you're going to draw your energy back to yourself so that you can get stronger, so that you can recharge and rebuild and become empowered. Those are the ones, things you want to bring back to you as you're breathing in, drawing that up into yourself. And as you exhale, you want to let go of the other, the negative, the stresses, the anything that might get in the way or be in the picture, keeping you from moving forward and bring back your health and your recovery strength while you're sleeping. Vicki, this is April. Go ahead.
Yes, I was wondering about relationship, if you see any sailing my way.
Any sailing into your little harbor there. let's see if I can connect with you. First off, were you in a relationship about a year ago?
Not for a long time, really. I mean, you know, not really relationship, just, you know, friends, but no relationship for a really long time.
Okay, I'm seeing about a year ago that you had entered into, I'm going to say, a friendship that could have gone potentially relationship, and that this created a negative within you that has made it hard for you to open up for a new relationship.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, because I don't know of who you might be speaking about.
I would say think about it a little bit, because oftentimes when they bring things through, sometimes it takes a little bit. So you may want to just kind of jot that down in your memory bank, and it could be the kind of thing where you're going down the street and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I totally remember now what she was referring to. So don't discredit it.
I understand. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's just so easy for me to jump to that because I have so few people interacting in my life. I work alone. I'm a gardener, so I talk to plants all day long, and I just have maybe one or two people coming in and out of my life. You know, I'm hermit-like.
Okay. I'm still seeing that there's something that happened.
Was that the person that you're referring to short? In height?
They're not as tall as you are, yes.
What would be, you know, I'm 5'10". Would this be in like an Oriental Chinese kind of guy that's shorter?
I'm seeing someone that's shorter than you, and I'm only seeing them from the back, so I can't make out too much features.
Can you tell what they do for a living?
No, I don't. I'm sorry,
okay,
I'm not getting
just,
that.
Because there was just one guy that was attracted to me, you know, I didn't pursue it. But it was just such a fleeting thing, you know, and that's the only thing I can think of.
And that may very well be it, but it created kind of a signature within your own space. What I'm hearing to share with you, kind of get off of that, is what I'm hearing to share with you is you're very protective and you're very cautious within your personal space, which is commendable. A lot of people are not that way. But almost to a fault is one of the things that they're showing me. Allow yourself to experience an experience is going to help. I'm trying to think of how to give you words for what it is I'm seeing and what I'm
You know
hearing.
What? I think I just remembered what you're talking about. You did say it would come to me, and it just came to me. There is a guy from high school that I reconnected with that doesn't live around here, but he has reason to come here because his ex-wife, he has his son, but his ex-wife moved here, so which is ironic. I connected with him, and he says, "Oh my God, my ex-wife lives there, and I came there for Christmas last year." And he lives in Santa Fe, and I live in California, and I hadn't heard from him since high school, so I thought it was really ironic that he had a reason to be coming through here within 5 miles of me. It was an old boyfriend, and so I was. And he still, you know, it hasn't happened yet. He hasn't come through. He had an opportunity to come either the summertime or Christmas. The summertime he didn't come, and I hadn't heard from him. So I think that's what you're probably referring to, and I'm still waiting.
And that, you know, that could very well be. Isn't it funny how that works? And our mind will hold on and say, no, that can't be. And then all of a sudden the light bulb comes on.
However, he was a lot taller than me. He's 6'4".
Okay, there's one that is shorter than you, yes. I definitely connected with that one when you asked about that gentleman.
Right.
You're not ready to open up and be in a relationship with him in particular, and that's one of the things that you're walking with. It's kind of like you have your guard up very hard and very strong. Mm-hmm. For whatever reasons, I don't know. They're not showing me why you've chosen to do that. And it's commendable to take care of ourselves, but sometimes we have to let those walls go down a little bit in order to enter into relationships. So to answer the original question you had when you called, do I see a relationship coming your way? Yes.
Yes.
But I also see you need to soften up a little.
Oh. And do you see that it would be the guy that I just told you about?
I do see you connecting with him, yes. I do see you walking It's kind of comical because I see you kind of connecting with that old feeling that was within yourself back when you were in high school.
Yeah, somebody else told me that too, and to be careful because it wasn't very positive.
Exactly, because it can be like we kind of hold on to the memory.
Bring up my old insecurities, yeah.
But look at it through the eyes of, yeah, it was a good time. It was something that was good from when you were younger and when you were in that situation. But also look at it now from where you guys are as adults.
Yes.
And keep that open-mindedness. And I'm hearing those words again, kind of soften up a bit. You've gotten pretty, I'm trying to think of the way to word it. Got kind of pretty tough on allowing certain people and certain things into your space. I don't know why. They're not showing me why, and I'm not really asking the whys. Mm-hmm. But just that you're kind of...
I have a fear of, you know, I haven't been in a relationship for a really long time. I mean, back when I was married and after not being married, I had a fear of losing myself to somebody else. You know how women do.
That's been the whole theme of this program today, has been that finding yourself and knowing who you are and where you can fit into that and still have connections with the social network.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a really important thing to develop and to be able to develop. And I feel like that's something that maybe you're kind of starting to mix on the counter and seeing like somebody standing there creating this concoction on the counter, like preparing to make something new, and you're not sure about all the ingredients, but it says to put it in, so I'm putting it in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of what you're working with right now. It's part of where your path is taking you right now. This gentleman is probably not going to get passed back through until the holidays.
Yeah, which is exactly when the one I was referring to in Santa Fe.
Yep.
That was the other opportunity, was for him to come at Christmas to bring his son to see his mother.
Yeah. I'm definitely seeing him coming through at the holidays. It may possibly even happen at Thanksgiving. There may be a little bit of a scheduling thing that would open up Thanksgiving, but I'm definitely seeing Christmas has a very strong vibration to it.
Let me ask you something about that, which I've thought back on and wondered about. Last year at Christmas, I usually go to Arizona to my son's for Christmas, and it got changed last year. They had to go out of town early to a wedding during Christmas, and so we had Christmas before Christmas. And so I was actually back home in California for Christmas, and you know, I wasn't really enjoying the fact that it kind of messed Christmas up. But then I afterwards, during the summertime, when I reconnected with this guy, I found out he came that Christmas, and I hadn't, and like I said, I hadn't talked to him since high school. But I was just wondering if at that time had the universe rearranged things to try to run us into each other?
That, and there's some other things that the universe is trying to do with that for you. It may happen again this year where it feels like you may actually start doing your holidays a little bit off schedule.
Huh.
That it
takes... Oh, to rearrange the Christmas thing again?
Right. It feels like that may be a possibility that's going to come up again. And it may be the kind of thing, because this gentleman may contact you, which it feels very strongly as a possibility, may contact you and say, you know, hey, I'm going to be here at such and such a time. Are you going to be open? Are you going to be free? So you may.
Oh, so I will want to rearrange it. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Got it.
Uh-huh. And that's going to be something that's not going to be a negative pattern for your family to actually do.
Okay, cool.
It'll actually help you too. They're showing me with expenses. I don't know what that means.
My family?
Yeah.
Actually, my son's sweet enough to fly me out there every year. That could be what you're referring to.
Yeah, they're showing me something. It'll help out with expenses.
Huh. Oh, very nice. And one other quickie, see any jobs coming my way? You mean more income?
One of the things that you were talking about is that you do the gardening, correct?
Yes.
Are you doing that to provide for others, or is it just self?
No, I've gardened for a living for about 19 years.
Okay.
It's just that... jobs are down, and I haven't really tried, but I'm hoping more jobs will come my way. I usually don't have to try to get them. They usually come when I want them. But go ahead.
That's a good thing. That's being able to draw that in and being able to manifest that in is very strong. What I'm hearing is what you do is going to become highly required.
Oh, good.
It's the type of thing that your skills and your ability to be able to do what you need to do are required. Other people will actually. Have you thought of teaching an online class?
In gardening?
Yes.
No, it seems like more of a hands-on kind of a thing. No.
It actually feels like you may be presented with the opportunity to do like an online video classing. For example, how do you grow herbs in a hot climate? How do you grow herbs in a cold climate? How do you, kind of like one of the, I don't know why all of a sudden it just shifted into that.
Well, you know, I had, I mean, one of the things that I had thought about doing in the future, my parents have passed on, my dad recently, and my brother and I inherited his house and property. I thought it might be maybe a possibility of starting to be an herbologist or even grow herbs for a living.
I definitely see that. And educating, there's people out there that are hungry for the knowledge that you have. It's kind of like you instinctively know what it is you do. You just kind of know that if you do this, it's going to do that.
There's with plants, others, yeah.
There's others out there who have no clue.
Oh, okay.
And that this might be something that I'm almost seeing something that's called like gardener's tips or tips from the gardener or something along that, where even people could like send you questions that you would in turn turn around and say to them, you know, well, maybe you're watering them too much, or maybe you need to do better drainage, or stuff like that. That's really true.
I am pretty keened into plants' wants.
Yeah, and it feels like it's an area that could open a whole new avenue for you for providing information out to others so that they can begin to do and create. And because it feels like a lot of organic stuff is going to be starting to be needed. People are going to be able to make their own, do their own, grow their own. I happen to be lucky enough I can put a seed in the ground and it'll grow. Heaven knows.
Yeah, I've been hearing that too, that people are going to start having to do a lot more gardening for a living or growing their own food or in that area, just a lot more. I get that feeling too, that people are going to start connecting to the earth more that way.
Right. And a person like me, I have absolutely no clue as to why or how or what or when, and I just hope and pray that they live and that's it. So a person like you can provide the information to those that want to start and do that.
Oh, well, that sounds very cool.
So don't make a note of this and put it off to the side, because it feels like it's, and I also feel like this is also going to open your door up for more relationships, for more more female friend relationships, more socialing, networking, creating a network of people that you can communicate and connect with.
It feels
like it's very strong.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that wouldn't agree that I need that in a strong way. I'm not shy anymore. It's just that I've been, you know, out on my own doing a lot of healing by myself, and I guess I just kind of got what you'd call stuck in that.
Yeah, well, sometimes it becomes a comfort zone.
It is, totally.
We trust but ourselves.
Yeah, it's getting old, though.
But I really feel like there's something to do with your gardening that's going to have some very strong, look at that as a possibility, and there's things you can find online where you can set up these little social networks that'll give you so much information, and you can put it out there and just have it there, and people who need you will find you.
Kind of like a gardener's blog?
Yeah. Something along that line, and it's an excellent way to start out, and you'll, you know, be able to communicate with others, but share the gift that you have, the abilities that you have, and the knowledge that you have, so that others can move forward. Do you do like greenhouse work?
No.
I'm seeing a greenhouse around you.
Well, that's kind of what I'm wanting, hoping, or wishing in the future for that property I was talking about my brother lives on that we inherited from my father.
Uh-huh.
Is, you know, a greenhouse.
I'm definitely seeing a greenhouse. It's almost, the one that I'm seeing is almost like a double car garage size. It has the, on the front of it, it's got that clear, like a plexi.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then on the sides, it's more like I don't know what kind of barns they're called, but they're not the straight roofs, but they kind of like have like leveled roofs.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the roof in the that's on the closest to the peak is actually on a little bit of a lift system, so that when it needs to be opened a little bit for circulation, you can open it a tad bit. That's what I'm seeing
exactly
behind
what you're talking about. My brother, who lives there, has built a greenhouse before, a really nice one years ago for these people. Do you see him erecting it?
He could be a very big help for you.
Yes. Okay.
It's a matter of convincing him that he could be that help for you. And don't picture him coming up and saying, hey, let me build you a greenhouse.
No, you're right about that.
Kind of twisting his arm behind his back and getting it out of him that way.
Yeah, you got that right on.
I do also see him having a part in this that you're doing.
That makes sense because, you know, his work has kind of gone down like everybody else's, and if we both had an opportunity in front of us there, I can see us getting together doing that.
Yeah, I feel that is strong. And look at the internet that's going to open up for you, too, potentially for sharing your gifts and knowledge.
Well, I thank you very much.
Uh-huh. And like I said, you'll probably connect with this gentleman either Thanksgiving or Christmas. That feels stronger at Christmas, but there's going to be a possible potential at Thanksgiving.
Way good. You hit upon all my intuitions. Those were all things that I had intuited, thought I think this might happen, and this, and you just kind of confirmed them all.
Well, thanks for your call.
Well, you were great. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I have a few messages that are wanting to come in, and I want to share them before we get to the top of the hour here. This hour just always goes so fast for me. One of the messages that I'm hearing is that there's a gentleman who's listening to the program who is a skeptic. And I don't know if he's listening right at this moment or if it's a case that somebody's going to hear the program and they're going to tell him that he needs to listen to this program that's an archived message through the radio. But this gentleman is skeptical to believing that there is anything beyond when you die. And the message that is coming through to be shared with him is that your father recently passed, and when your father passed, everybody was kind of amazed that this you had actually put your father in the casket during viewing with one of his Hawaiian shirts on. You knew that that's all that he ever wanted to wear, and that would be what he would want on. And he's also telling me to tell you something about a sump pump. Heaven knows what a sump pump is, but I'm going to share the message with you. That he's wanting me to bring and convey this message over to you that by sharing these two things with you, the Hawaiian shirt that he recently passed, and he has something, or you know, between the two of you, there's something about a sump pump. He's wanting me to let you know he made it home. There is more to life than just living life and then dying, is the message that he's bringing over. And he's showing me these visuals to give to you because it's going to give you an awareness that how would this woman who lives in Alaska have a clue as to what I did with my father when he passed away? He said that's why he's chosen to use the Alaskan connection. I don't know what he seems like. He had quite the comical presentation of things too when he was alive and when he was here. I'm also hearing that there's somebody who's feeling like they're groping in the dark. Actually, and I'm actually seeing you physically feeling like you are in a dark room and you are looking for things and you're just groping in the dark. And what I'm hearing is, number one, reach over and turn the light on, because the answers are right there. They're right in front of you. You just need to reach over and turn the light of awareness on. Turn that light of awareness, that's the word they keep using. Turn your awareness on so that you can start hearing and getting the answers. The solutions are already there. The solutions have already come. You don't have to prove it. You don't have to make it happen. They're there. The answers are already, they've presented themselves. The truth is right there in front of you.
Somebody has a thermostat in their household that needs attention. There is somebody that is wondering why your utility bills for your heating system, your cooling system, something like that, the thermostat needs attention because that's part of what is causing it's not working properly. It's not functioning properly. This message is coming across from, it's not an angelic, but it has more of a signature of a spirit being wanting me to bring the message across that you need to check your thermostat. It's not calibrated properly. It's not registering properly. So if you set it like it, say you want it to be 70 degrees in your house and you've got it set at 75 and you're at 70, so it's not reading and adjusting the scale properly. They're telling me to have your thermostat checked. A few programs back, I got a message about the grapevine area. And I had a couple people who had contacted me after that, but it's coming through again today. There is something about the grapevine area. What they're saying, do what you need to do to keep yourself safe and keep yourself safe. Do what you need to do to keep yourself safe in the grapevine area. I'm sorry, I don't know any more about any of that. And I know that this is a kind of a repeat message back from a while ago. I'm seeing an elderly gentleman who is preparing to transition. This elderly gentleman is unable to communicate with you, his family. He is connected with me because he's saying because you can bring the words forward for them to hear. So I'm going to give you the messages the words that I'm hearing that he's bringing forward. And he's telling me to please tell my family that I love them very much. He's saying, please tell my family that I love them very much, but please also ask them, do not hold me here. Apparently, there's someone who is not quite ready to allow him to pass. I don't know if it is his wife or a daughter, but the energy feels female. He's saying, please don't hold me here. Let me go. I've lived my life. I'm ready to move on, and you will be okay. He's saying you're not being selfish by feeling the way that you're feeling, but know that it is his time. It's time to go home is what he's showing me. It's time for me to make the transition, he says. I've lived my life. Now it's time for me to return home. He's also saying for me to tell you about how much he's loved you, how much he's enjoyed everything. He's very proud of his family. He's a family man. I'm kind of hearing that saying my familia. Something about that there's something very, very important about that. But that it's time for him to go home. He loves you all very much. And in his transition, he will still be very much a part of your lives, is what he has said. He says that there's been a few of you that he has said, when I pass, I will come back and visit. He's stressing that, let me go home. Let me go home. I don't know if it's a case that he's on life support and he's asking this, or if it's through your prayers that you're holding him here. But he says, I'm ready to go. I've lived a life. I'm prepared. He feels like he's older. I want to say possibly early 80s. You know, that's about where it feels like he's in his early 80s. And he says, I've lived my life. I've done what I needed to do, and now I'm ready to go home. And thank you for having been my family, he's saying. Someone is caring for a black lab dog. Your friend, and it feels like it was definitely a friend. It doesn't feel like a brother or a family member. It feels like you have a friend that had gone into the hospital for some routine type of procedure, and they passed. And that you are now still caregiving this black lab, and they are bringing the message and the information across to share with you that they don't want you to feel burdened down with this dog. They know that your connection with them was as a friend and that you were there to help care for that dog and to take care of the dog while they were in the hospital, and that even though they have passed, you are still feeling obligatory to take care of this animal. And they're giving me the message to tell you that it's okay for you to adopt this dog out. You don't have to remain connected with or obligated to care for this dog. That you were just helping them out, and in their passing, that obligation, it's wiping you out is what it's doing. It's creating it almost feels like it's created a problem with your landlord in the property where you're renting, that you're really not allowed to have large dogs, but because the landlord understood that you were doing this just for your friend while they were in the hospital, it's even created a little bit of a problem with you in your living situation. This person is saying, please don't put yourself in that place for me. They're showing me that in the adoption out, that the dog will be quite fine, that the dog will be okay. It's don't feel obligated to keep this dog because you feel that it was a dead friend's wish. They're saying, please don't do this to yourself. Please don't hold on to that as such. Know that it's okay. Know that if you adopt the dog out, that the dog is actually going to end up, I'm actually seeing the dog ending up out on a piece of property where it's going to have more room to run and play. And it'll be more in a family situation. They're also saying it doesn't matter if the dog's with you or if with another family. I can still spend time with my dog. It doesn't matter if you have them or not. And they want to thank you for the time that you've had with them and the devotion that you've given to caregiving this animal. But don't feel obligated because of where you were in that situation and in that. I'm hearing that it's important for everyone to start experiencing laughter. Allow yourself to laugh. Bring yourself to a higher vibration through laughter. I'm hearing this through, this feels more through an angelic realm. This feels more through some of the angels bringing in that laughter, bringing in that ability to laugh and bring your vibration higher. With that one, I'm also feeling that there's a couple people who have children who are in school age, and they're trying to figure out why their kids are having so much trouble concentrating and being serious and learning and doing their schoolwork. It's kind of like they're distracted, and they are. They're telling me that they're being distracted with fairy energy. They're saying they're being distracted with fairy energy, and that these children are now getting to a point in their age where you can encourage them to connect with and work with their spirit guides. That making those connections and working with their spirit guides is going to help them be able to do their school endeavors and to be able to begin to process the information that's needed for them to begin their walk and their life journey. That right now the fairies are tending to mess with them. I'm just really seeing that it's like a distraction. Like when they're little kids and they play with the fairies and the fairies keep them occupied and they're real playful and they're real energetic. And this is something that's causing them a little bit of a distraction in their schoolwork and in their ability to learn. Call in the energy of their teachers, the master teachers, their guides, so that they can start working with them during school time. And when it's time to go out in the yard and play or go out on the playground and play, let them play with the fairies then. They're very much real. They're very much a part of these children's lives. Okay, the message that I'm hearing now, it feels like it's out to a number of people. It says, enjoy your experiences and learn from them. Don't look at them as lessons that are kind of like the bonk, 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 pounding on you type of lessons, but enjoy the experiences and learn from them. Enjoy and learn, enjoy and learn. Okay, somebody has, I don't know if I'm going to use the word caricature, because that's what I see it as. Like if you go to like a fair or something like that, and an artist will sit there and they'll actually make your facial features look like you're a cartoon character. So I'm going to call it caricaturing. I believe that's even the word. I'm not positive, though. That You have a series of pictures that are character pictures, and the person that is on the other side is wanting me to express the message across to you that the pictures this person has, that they love how you have arranged them and what you have done with them. There's something about these pictures that are really significant and really important for you to realize this other person is home, and that since their passing, that you've held on to this memory in a very positive manner, in a very lighthearted manner with these caricature pictures. It's almost like I'm seeing everybody in the family has at one point in time gotten these caricature pictures, and you're actually now displaying them in some manner that this person or this essence from the other side is saying that they just really love them. They love what you've done with them, is what I'm hearing. I just love what you've done with them, is the energy that's coming through and the way that the message is coming through for me to share with you on that. I'm also hearing that there is someone out there who is contemplating what they're going to do for the holidays. And not our last caller, but this is someone who is contemplating what they are going to do for the holidays because of the financial strain that it will create within the families that are connected to your nucleus. I think this could go out to a number of us, but what you're feeling connected to your family nucleus, that if you are to exchange or feel like you need to exchange with one another, it's going to put a burden on you. And they're wanting, the message that they're trying to bring across for me to share with you is that remember that that is not what the holidays are all about. But enjoy the holidays, have fun with them, and do what you can without creating or putting expectations so high that it can cause harm, it can cause stress. It can cause you as a family, as a nucleus, some problems that would take much longer to recover from if you continued to do the holidays as you have in the past. I don't know why they're bringing holidays up now. It's a little bit early, but there's something about you're preparing and you're planning. This feels like it's almost a message from like a grandmother who's on the other side who has been a part of this little group, and she's wanting you as a family to know that, remember, it's not what the holidays are all about. Sharing love is the most important thing, is what they're saying. Sharing the message of love, sharing the hope of love. And don't look at it as, you know, she got me this and now I feel obligated, I've got to get them that. Don't allow yourself to get caught into the trap of that. I'm seeing a woman who has been in an accident and somebody is looking for her. They are wanting me to tell you something about a mile marker sign, that she is actually near a mile marker sign, that her vehicle is in this place. She's just pinged me out of nowhere. Her energy just came in and it was like instant. Share this message that tell my family I'm by a mile marker. And I've asked her the mile marker and I'm not hearing specifics on that, but I'm hearing that she is by a mile marker and that I'm seeing numbers 101. I'm not sure if that's the mile marker number or if there's something, if it's a highway number, but I'm seeing the numbers 101 that she wants me to share through for somebody to be able to go and find her, to be able to go and help her wherever she's at. I know that we're coming up to the top of the hour, and I want to say thank you. It has been such a privilege and such an honor to be here with you today and to be on the program and bringing messages over and facilitating, helping others to communicate with you and giving words of hope and encouragement and wisdom from the masters and the teachers. And I want to encourage you, check out the internet site, the social networking group, acrosstheveil.ning.com. It's a fun place to go and share and learn and maybe ask some questions or maybe give some insight as well. Networking with others who are kind of like-minded, kind of on the same, getting answers and looking for things that can help change their lives. And also, I want to encourage you to check out my website, WhiteWolfApril.com. com. Send me an email with your questions. I'm more than happy to answer them. And until we're together again, this has been April. It's been fabulous, and we'll visit again soon. And look for more messages and excitement as it comes into your life every day. May your life be blessed with love, light, and happiness.